Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, I'm getting a little feedback there. So let's not go with that situation. See how we're sounding without that. Okay, getting a little bit of an echo.
Open mic. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you would like to be on the show today, all you have to do is dial 347-945-7991 and get your number one key. It is your dime and your time. We want to hear from you. So that's what we reserve Fridays for. Yes, Fridays are reserved for All About You. We want to hear from you. All you have to do is hit your number one key and we will let the host know that you're on and you are ready to talk. So many exciting things are going on and we want to hear about them. We know that you're doing some exciting things and we would love for you to share them with us. What are you doing? What's going on? What's happening with your business? What's not happening with your business? What would you like to happen with your business? Today is your day to call in and to share. Either tell us something that is going on with your business. Maybe you're holding an event. Maybe you have a question about your business. Maybe you have a question about entrepreneurship, something that you've been wanting to ask all week long, and you haven't been able to, and you've come here on Friday while we're doing open mic, and now you will get the opportunity to ask your question. So don't be scared, don't be shy, you go right ahead and ask your question. Make your comment. Maybe you have a comment. Maybe you have a statement. Maybe you have something to say. Maybe you want to ask a question because it's all about you on Friday's open mic. Now I know from time to time we have to fill our Friday with a guest because every now and again we'll get a guest that is just no way they can be Monday through Thursday morning, and so we have to give them our Friday slot. Outside of that, usually we will have the show at open mic on Friday so that we can hear from you. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to know what's going on with you, what's going on with your business, how are you doing in your business? How are you doing in your professional life? How are you doing in your personal life? What question do you have or what comment do you have that you would like to share with our listening audience right here on a Blog Talk Radio at 347-945-7991. 347-945-7991. Yeah, go right ahead. Dial in. We're standing by. But, you know, it's radio, so we can't have any dead air. Now, what does that mean? When you're doing radio, it is similar to when you're doing a webinar. People cannot see you, so they don't have the benefit of all the other visuals and help with that visual body language and visual communication. So when you're, you know, at least with television, you know sometimes how you can put your television on mute, turn it down, you're still watching the movie? You can do that, right? Because you can, or you may be on the phone chatting with a friend or whatever. And or your focus is really somewhere else if you have the television on in the background. Well, radio isn't like that because you can't see it and you can't see it. So the radio in the business, we say, no dead air. In other words, you have to keep talking. You have to keep the conversation going because the person on the other end of the microphone is just listening. They're not watching. And so until you raise your hand, I will have to continue to give you some programs, something. So let's see. But you may have something that you would like to share, and we will, we want to hear from you. So go on, dial in 347-945-7991. Now, if you are on the internet and you're listening, and you can't dial in, then that's one thing. But if you're on the internet and you're listening, go right ahead, dial in, and share your fantastic news with us. Because I'm sure that you have something fantastic going on. And I can't wait to hear it. I know you got something that you're doing, or maybe it's something that you want to do. Maybe it's just that maybe you're not doing it yet. Maybe you want to do it. Maybe you're thinking about it, and you're saying to yourself, I wonder when will be a good time. And you want to know. And so maybe you want somebody that you can just bounce your idea off of. Maybe you want someone that you can run something by. Now, I'm telling you, this is the perfect place, and we are definitely the perfect people to do that with. So, or like I said, maybe you have something that you're doing, or maybe something you want to do. You have some event coming up. Maybe you're writing a book. Maybe you're writing an article. You know, a lot of times people here, you know, write a book, and they think, oh, I can't write a book. Too long, too many pages. Let me offer you this suggestion. You don't want to write a book, but yet you still feel that you have something to say, a value that you want to get out. Well, let me offer you these two simple things. Actually, I was going to offer one, but now I think I'll offer two. Why don't you make the suggestion that you write an article? Yeah, write an article. The article can be anywhere from a paragraph, half of a paragraph, a page. All right? So you have an article that you need to write. So write an article, and there are many places online and also in the hard print copies. There are many places who are looking for writers, looking for people to write something. As a matter of fact, I'm looking for someone that can do some writing, a few articles that would fit into my Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. So if you know of anyone, or if you are interested in writing for that publication, it's a newsletter. So if you're interested in writing something for that publication, inbox me and I will speak with you, inbox me your contact information, and I will speak to you about writing for that publication. So that's one way to fulfill that, is by writing an article and then submitting it to various channels out, magazines, digital and print, newspapers, what have you. And that's very small. You don't have to, it doesn't take a long time or it doesn't take a lot to write an article. I mean, it could take a lot, but it's not like writing a book or a novel. second thing you could do, that's very simple, you could start your very own blog. Yes, blog. B-L-O-G. Blog. It's a weblog. What they call a weblog. So why don't you start a blog with your information? Maybe you have, if you don't want to write a whole book at one time, the thought, maybe the thought of that disturbs you. Yeah, right? You know, you ever had something disturb you? You're like, oh my gosh, the thought of writing a book just disturbs me. Like my sister was sharing with me the other day. It's like a pill, you know? If you ever take a pill and it's like, oh, she's going down? And that's what I'm talking about. That's hilarious, right? And so, yeah, you can, if writing a book disturbs you, try to blog, right? And a blog would be very simple. A very, very simple. Blogs do not have to be easy. Elaborate. And guess what else? Believe it or not, your blog could just be a one or two sentences, and then you could pose a question, right? Pose a question and let people give you their feedback. And don't be upset if you don't get feedback right away. Okay? Some people won't start blogs. And they don't last very long, but you have to give it time. You got to realize there are a couple billion people on the internet, and you have that one blog. You know, how are people going to find you out of the billions of people who are on the internet? So you got to look at it. Yeah, it's like finding a needle in a haystack. Yeah, so there you go. But maybe you don't want to write. Maybe you want to, what else would you like to do? There's so many options. If you want to be a chef, you know, there are a lot of people who are into becoming a chef. I'm like, you know, they must know something I don't know. But you know what? Now that I think about it, because I was wondering, you know, there's a culinary school at the institution where I work, the culinary school, and the culinary school is very big. It's a very big business. You know, a lot of people sign up for the culinary school at Hudson County Community College. And let me tell you, I was thinking, and I was wondering, I'm like, you know, really, everybody wants to be a chef. What's that about? Well, now that I'm reflecting on why a lot of people could want to be a chef, definitely, well, you think of all your hotels. They all have restaurants, and some have more than one. They're building new hotels all the time. And so these chefs, you know, these hotels need a chef, and you said chef, right? And also you have all the chefs that may retire and pass away. You need to replace them. You got to do all your succession planning. The other reasons why, maybe you can think of a reason why there would be so many chefs. Everybody turn around. And young person, what do you want to be? You want to be a chef? A chef. Okay. Think about, you know, all the different cooking shows on television, right? You know, maybe their aspiration is supposed to be TV. And there you go, chef. I remember the movie, one of my favorite movies, Jumping the Broom. Jumping the Broom, if you remember that, one of the characters, he was a chef. You know, he had a very nice little role in the movie. Okay, so at least he had to pretend to be a chef. So if he wasn't, he had to pretend, which means he had to go and learn from some other chef how to be a chef. So there you go, he could be a chef. What else? There's all the fitness he had. Our guest yesterday on the line, and she talked about happy, you know, pure energy. Don't you remember Cynthia? She has a fitness business. Okay, she said to me, okay, so look how she said that she got started very small. So you have there, you have that, right? Then you have, oh, don't forget, Christian Social Network. That's David Knight. David Knight, who's CEO and founder of Christian Social Network, by the way. Make sure to get your mycsn.org page. So maybe you, you know, want to host your very own some type of program like that. You see, so there are so many things you can do, so many things you might want to do. You could write a book. You could dance. And again, this is open mic, so if you dial in 347-945-7991 and get your number one key, and that way you'll let the host we'll know that you're in the host key and you'll open up your phone line. So the whole reason I'm sharing that is because a lot of people, maybe they forget. They do tell you that when you first dial into the show. They say, if you would like to speak to the host, it's the number one key, and then your host will know that you're in the queue. So that's just, you know, talk or radio talk. But you're in the host's queue. At least a block of radio talk anyway. So I'm sure other forms of radio use that as well. But yeah, with the open mic, call in. We want to hear from you. Dial in and do it now. Don't wait. Call in now. And we will take your phone to call right here on All About Entrepreneurs. Now, so we'll just go on, and like I said before, though, but we can't have dead air, so I can either play a song or you can dial in and listen to you and hear from you. Because I want to know, what are you doing? What are you working on? What would you like to talk about? Maybe you have a question. It could be a personal question. Maybe you have a question about, again, what business to start, how to grow your business. Maybe you want to learn how to do multiple things. Some of us are doing, you know, several things, whether it's working, let's say, quote unquote, 9 to 5 for someone else, right? So that's kind of it. You either work for someone else, you work for yourself, or you're on some type of fixed income, social security, disability. Well, they used to call it welfare, but they've changed the name since then. And in some states, it's called TANF. Some people are on unemployment benefits. Some people are living on other types of endowments. It could be some family, you know, rich family members who have left you millions of dollars and it's doled out in, you know, monthly increments and you don't have to work, maybe you have to work for yourself. But anyway, back to this entrepreneurship. Let me tell you. Entrepreneurship, I mean, it is hotter than hot. Let me tell you, did you know that the Small Business Administration recently has partnered with many institutions? I don't know about your state, wherever you are, and you can look into this in your own state. But here in the state of New Jersey, the SBA, the Small Business Administration, oh, yeah, you know, they've been around for a long time. They're a federally funded program. Many of their services to entrepreneurs are free. They didn't just start. They've been around for some years. I don't know if you've got history of how long they've been around, but they've been around for years. I remember back in 98, 99, I think she worked there about 3 years. My sister worked for the SBA for about 3 years at the Cleveland office. And we would, you know, be on the phone each and every day talking about different services that they provide. And many of those are, you know, almost 20 years ago. Many of those services have gotten better, but they do all kinds of things. And we literally can walk into the SBA office and say, even though I'm not recommending anyone do this, but you could walk in and say, I want to start a business. And that'd be the only thing you know how to do is say that. And they have resources that can get you to the next step and the next step and the next step. But now the resources, some of the resources may be free. Some may be a charge for the resource. Okay, now I know what the meaning. Somebody said a frog in their throat. I almost never knew what that meant before. But yeah, when you get that, you have to go on call. So yeah, the SBA, let me tell you what they're doing in New Jersey. They are partnering, that's right, partnering in an experience collaboration with some community colleges. Yeah. Let me tell you. I have a brochure that I'm looking at right here where they have, and this is just in the state of New Jersey, so I'm sure if they're doing it here, you know, they're doing it somewhere else. And just because you don't live in New Jersey doesn't mean they're not doing this in your state. But now you have to go and look around and see what's happening in your state. But the SBA here in New Jersey, they only have 19 community colleges. And I thought that was a lot. I always thought, like, wow, we got 19 community colleges, right? Well, I was listening to a program, and they said that Carolina, I believe, they were like, we have 48 community colleges. That's a lot of education going out to somebody, you know, in the community college. I'm like, wow, I got to do some more investigation on North Carolina, what's going on down there. But, yeah, so you have, in New Jersey, they have something brand new. Well, I said brand new because I've never seen it before. And I'm pretty up on a lot of this type of stuff that happens in these colleges in terms of courses. They have a new program now at the college. They've never had this before. This is brand new. And I said this to remind everybody how important and how serious and how big entrepreneurship is. They have something called an Entrepreneur Certificate Program. An Entrepreneur Certificate Program. And now they've always had, you know, the colleges typically have had entrepreneurial training, right? Under their non-credit courses. This is something brand new. This is something different, okay? And they partnered with these various colleges. So 12 colleges signed on. Dell, Burlington, Cumberland County Community College, Gloucester, County College. I didn't even know there was a Gloucester County in New Jersey. So now I got to go look them up. Middlesex County College, County College of Mars, Ocean County College, Passaic County Community College. I got to go look them up. Raritan Valley Community College, Sussex Community College, and Warren Community College. And I'm definitely going to be showing this brochure to my folks at Essex Union and Hudson, where I work full-time now, because this is powerful. This is powerful. So the SBA, with all of their resources, has partnered with. Now, you know what this means, because you know, as visionaries, we're able to see into the future. And so that's what vision is, right? Vision is seeing something that hasn't happened yet. That's why a lot of times when people say, well, you know, don't share your vision with other people because they will shoot it down and they will be negative and you may go away feeling negative. And sometimes people wonder, well, why can't people see my vision? Because people can't see. Sometimes it's people who can see vision, but they just don't want to see your vision, which is fine. But then there are people who don't know how to see into the future. So therefore, they couldn't see the vision even if it was there. That's why some people don't have vision. They don't know how to see in the future. And I noticed when I was talking with our guest yesterday, and she was talking about just one of the things she talked about, because she talked about several things, but one of the things is about weight loss. Because some people can't see themselves slimmer because they can't see into their future. So for me, I visualize myself, and I told this to my students last semester because I was trying to get my students to be able to have vision for their lives. I wanted them to visualize themselves graduating with whatever could be high. I wanted them to visualize graduating with the highest degree imaginable for them. So for you, if the only highest degree you can imagine is an associate degree, because that's where I teach in community colleges and so forth. If you can imagine yourself with a bachelor's, picture that, blah, blah, blah. You know, throw yourself a party, take yourself on the cruise, take yourself to Paris, London, whatever your, you know, reward is for completing that degree. So, but to demonstrate to them, I use a scenario for myself, and I use two chairs, and I put one chair over there, and I said, now that chair is my future. That's my size, and I just use something sort of unrealistic, but I said, that's my size 4. St. John knit suit, right? And for those who know what I'm talking about, they know why that would be set with vision for a professor, right? So there's my size 4. There's me and my size 4 St. John knit suit. And here, and I took another chair and put it away over here, and I said, now, here's me right now in a size, you know, blah, 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 much, much larger than that. And so, well, that's the other beauty about radio. People can't see you. So you don't know if I'm 600 pounds or 60 pounds, right? So that's the other beautiful thing about radio versus television. So I did that demonstration for them, okay? And they got it, you know. So, and then I went on to, you know, explain to them. So now, so I have that vision. But here I am. So what do I need to do to get over there in that size 4 St. John Hewitt suit? Now, I was just using that as a demonstration to paint them a real picture, try to get them as engaged as possible with my vision. Like, imagine that. It just so happened one of the students, who was from Russia, she took it very, very serious. Her passion just so happened to be healthy and weight loss and things of that nature. So she stopped to talk to me after class and gave me all these tips on how to do it and even wrote down a program that I could follow. I mean, she wrote this down. This wasn't something she found online. You know, she didn't go. She just wrote this down based on what she needs. So I thought that was so funny. But, and then she and I, for the rest of the semester, and that was one of the reasons I was doing so well before I started my full-time job, because the student, whenever I came to class, I had to look at her, so I didn't want to fall off my wagon, you know. I didn't want to let my trainer down, my unofficial trainer / coach. I thought that was so funny, but it really didn't work. So, again, this entrepreneurship program, it's huge. So it's right now, it's a certificate program, right? You're not going to get a degree. You want to attend these classes. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They have 7 classes, right? Entrepreneur Certificate Program. That's a curriculum. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And guess what? Each course has its own separate cost to it. So, you know what that means, right? You don't have to take the whole thing. You might, maybe you already have a business plan. Maybe you already have your financials in order. Maybe you just want to take the course on, you know, they have a course on marketing strategy. Maybe you just want the marketing strategy. Well, you can take the marketing strategies course for two sessions, and it looks like it's only $80, but let me throw my glasses on to make sure. I don't want to give you the wrong number. I want to give you the wrong information, I should say. Yes, $80 for a six-hour session. It's held over two sessions, right? So that's not bad, right? It's not bad. It's not a bad dollar amount to learn marketing. And the course is going to help the small business owner learn about how to conduct marketing research, how to make a strategic marketing decision wisely, how to wisely allocate your budget, how to write out your independent marketing goals, and how to select tools to help you advertise, and how to help sell, cover, you know, public relations, and many other things. And they have their slogan is build a better business. Build a better business. So they're capturing on the market. They see there are so many entrepreneurs. Ooh, I don't know. Maybe they tune into this show every morning. But they got their feelers out there. They see the trend, and they're jumping on it. And they were already out there because, remember now, the Small Business Administration, they were the ones for the longest. I know they've been around for at least, I'm sure, probably in what would you say, maybe the 70s? Maybe they came about somewhere around the 70s, maybe? I would love to look up the history and see when they officially started. I'm just taking a wild guess. Somewhere, it had to be maybe the 70s, maybe possibly the 80s or somewhere in that neighborhood. And who knows, maybe sooner. I'm thinking they could have done it. I'm sure they, I don't know if they were around before the New Deal, before the Great Depression. I don't know. Maybe if you have that answer, I'm not at my computer. I can't look it up. But if you're at a laptop or a computer or an iPad or some sort, and you can look it up and you want to share that with us, and dial in 347-945-7991. I would love to hear when they started. When did the Small Business Administration first form? Over some act of Congress, I believe. It is a federally funded, I'm not sure if it's an act, but I know it's a federally funded program for small business. People who work there work for the United States government, similar to the IRS, similar to, you know, the post office and other people who, in some ways, like those entities as well. But now, they have done something. So, like, you've never seen the IRS, you know, partner with, you know, H&R Block, so to speak. But for the SBA to go into partnership like this, I think this is speaking volume to what is happening, entrepreneurship. Okay, I think this is speaking loud volume. And for entrepreneurs, if we don't hear this, then we need to do something. Now, if you're not hearing what this is about, you're not looking into this, if you're not tapping into this, then you need to contact me offline, you know, if you're tapped into things like this and tell you why it's important. But yeah, but their mantra, their slogan is build a better business. And they're offering these courses at these community colleges, and it's through, this partnership was established through the New Jersey Council of Community Colleges. It's a partnership between the New Jersey Council on Community of Community Colleges and the New Jersey Small Business Development Center, the Small Business Development Centers, which Small Business Development Centers are a division of the Small Business Administration. So you got to see how all that works together. And this is very, very big. Now, if you're in New Jersey and you want more information, you can go to www.njsbdc.com. NJSBDC.com. That's the small, that's the New Jersey, that's the acronym for the New Jersey Small Business Development Center.com. Now, they have these centers all over. They have these centers all over the Small Business Development Centers because they're a part of the Small Business Administration, and they're all over the country. So I think this is pretty exciting, so I wanted to share that with you today. For those of you who are entrepreneurs and you're not just selling a product or service, but that you also want to get into the training aspect, where you want to actually train. You're like me, you want your product or service as training. So that's what I'm training and coaching. So it's training entrepreneurs on what to do and how to be. Why we started the radio show. Is the radio show the format to train people on what to do in their businesses and their profession? So if you're interested in that side and was wondering, well, how I'm gonna feed myself, how I'm gonna make money with training small businesses, right? Well, guess what? Every one of those courses that I mentioned is a teacher, an instructor, or trainer. And all those 19 colleges who's running those classes, of the 19, I dare say they need you to come and help them get that. What I know about a course running on a college campus takes a lot to run a course. Because you got to get students in the course, got to market the course. So anybody who thinks that that's something cool to do, something they'd like to do, that's doable. I've run several courses at Essex County Community College. Shared that with you all. Each semester I've done that. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. You got to get seats in the class. If you run a course and nobody signs up, well, that's not good. You can get people to sign up, though, so that's what you might want to do. If you want to do that, please let us know. But again, welcome to Fridays right here on All About Entrepreneurs. Open mic, we only have about 10 minutes left. So if you're going to call in, you better call in now. And if you want to share on the air, you might as well get your number one key and put it in there. I'm sure you can hear because I can hear enough. But, so yeah, what an exciting time to be in the business entrepreneurship. I just say, Lord, thank you. You put us right in something that is hot and happening. So let people know. And again, if you would like to be a part of this team, if you would like to offer suggestions on show topics, please inbox me or inbox Coach Cassandra. But you can call, you can contact me through Facebook, Coach Lolisa on Facebook. Share with us your topic ideas. Again, we have people who recommend guests. The flyer is coming. It's coming. It's not out there yet, but the flyer is coming that will have all the information that you need to be a guest on the show. But until that happens, you can definitely contact myself or Coach Cassandra. But now, until that flyer comes, and send it out your name, your contact information, your email, and your contact phone, and let us know, what area that you would like to present and be a guest on the show, what area of entrepreneurship, or maybe you have a powerful story or testimony that you can see through that it has shaped your life in some kind of way to make you better. Even entrepreneurs, not even entrepreneurs, but entrepreneurs need a lot of inspiration to do what they do. And so listening to stories about how they've overcome something is a key factor and oftentimes missing piece in entrepreneurial events and entrepreneurial endeavors. You have to be motivated and you have to be inspired every day, not just when you started the business, but ongoing. Because with this economy that we're in, and for other reasons, you want to be, you need to be inspired. There are going to be days where you're going to want to give up. There are going to be days where you're going to feel like no one cares. There are going to be days when you may not be able to keep going. So definitely, you want to be able to be inspired. Now, don't forget, everyone, Miracle Mondays coming up Monday, that's right. David Knight has a project he's launched where he and some of his partners, they have these funds and they're fundraising and they give this money out to needy families in the amount of $250 or less. He also has it where you can nominate a family that money. Okay? And, going on there. So it's pretty exciting. And what else do I know about that? Yeah, David Knight, Miracle Monday, coming Monday. Definitely tune in for that. But we also have a guest for Monday as well. We already have our guest lined up for next week and even going into the week after that. We have a couple of guests lined up for that. So it's going to be on and popping, and I'm going to be doing more research on this entrepreneurial certificate program, and maybe you have a program that you'd like to start, and you'd like to start, and you'd like to roll out and get it out there to people. But if you are, and maybe you want to put to what to do, well, you can contact me on Facebook, or that's what I love doing. I love storming with people. To brainstorm, that's like one of my favorite activities to do with people, is to brainstorm. If I could just sit around all day and get paid to brainstorm, I would truly be like a child in a candy store. but I do that, but it's funny, but yeah, it's a lot of fun. So if you need brainstorming, please contact me. I would love to brainstorm with you. Or if you want to contact Coach Cassandra, she brainstorms as well. But we do, one of the things we do is coaches. But I take it to the ninth degree. This is something that I was doing wrong before I even knew there was such a thing as coaching. I was brainstorming. Something I love to do. So you can brainstorm about different things that you might want to do. Everything that places that you might want to investigate to see if that would be a good fit for you. Like the folks about the culinary business, right? That was a good fit for someone. The fitness business. That was a good fit, no pun intended. Being a teacher, being an instructor, being a trainer, being a speaker. Let's talk like that. Okay. Now, listen. Well, let me get back to for a second why I said this entrepreneurship thing is so big. The entrepreneurship, we know that's big, but a lot of people find freedom and running their own company, 1 year. People want to leave a legacy for their family. That's another reason. People realize that entrepreneurship is a key way to wealth, to gain wealth. Not the only way, I just say key, not the only. It is not the only way. Don't let anyone trick you into believing that, because, number one, God gives power to get wealth, and so he never said that he gives you entrepreneurship. So obviously there's more ways you can get entrepreneurship to gain wealth, right? But entrepreneurship is certainly one of the ways, and probably the key way and the main way. But there are others, right? The person who won those Mega Millions may be a floor sweeper for someone's company and suddenly is wealthy. But it doesn't mean, well, wealthy, financially wealthy. May not be wealthy in other areas, but they may be. You're sweeping floors, you're pretty healthy. Because what it takes, what I know, it takes to sweep a floor. You're moving the body, that's for sure. You're moving the arms, you're moving your legs. So you're pretty, probably pretty healthy if you're sweeping floors all day. You probably live a long time, right? From what I remember, yeah, I used to mop floors. I remember that when I had, that was my first job back, not out of high school, but as a young woman, I didn't know how to do anything else. Didn't have a degree, didn't have a high school diploma, so I had to take a job. I couldn't get anyone else to hire me, but my mom, she's a nice lady, and she knows people, and she got me a job at this company called Philco. I mean, you may have heard of it. I don't know if they're still around. I should look them up and see if they're still around and contact the CEO and tell him my journey. But I had to get, my mom got me a job there. They were in Cincinnati, Ohio, out on Montgomery Road. I'll never forget it. Right across from a White Castle. And I worked at Philco for about $2 or $3 an hour, mopping floors. And it was a big factory-like place. It was humongous. So it seemed, anyway. And the mop seemed so big. I was at that time, I was like a size 3. And I was like, how in the world am I going to do this? But I did it. I did it. And I didn't do it for long, I can tell you that. But after a few months, I'm like, oh, no. But it was good. It was good. And, yeah, we should have that one show one day where everybody just talk about some of the jobs they've had. And then just one more. I won't bore you with this, but one more. That's pretty funny. There's a restaurant in Cincinnati called Frisch's. Frisch's Big Boy. And, oh, my God, people love to eat at Frisch's Big Boy. If you've ever been to Cincinnati, Ohio, you know what I'm talking about. Not that they don't have Frisch's in other towns, but I don't know what towns they are. Well, let me tell you. It's one of those restaurants where you sit down and you can order almost anything from fried chicken to scrambled eggs to apple pie, right? And you wait on tables, you know, people come in there, whether it's a couple, senior citizen couple, family, right? And you wait on tables and you rely on tips, because I think I was making $1.50 an hour with them, but you get tips. I was there, you wear your little uniform, you know, you get trained, you go to the table. Hi, welcome to Frisch's, how may I help you? And then you clean the table off a little bit, go pick up the orders, take the orders. But anyway, that was all, that was fun though. I really did love that job. So I guess I was a waitress. You could call me a waitress. But anyway, back to chef. I said earlier in the top of the show that chef is one of the reasons I think it's becoming so popular, because, again, as people become wealthy, more and more people can afford to do things like hire private chefs, right? So not only can you work in the big fancy restaurants and the big fancy conference centers and what have you, but you can also work in your own you know, you can help, you can hire a private jet. Maybe you can be that private jet for someone, right? You can even have a structural catering company and cater all kinds of events, whether it's weddings, graduations. So chef is becoming very, very popular, and people like to eat, and people want to eat healthier, and a lot of healthy food take a lot to prepare them. So if you can afford a private chef, why not? You know, my niece is a chef, and I make some meals. So yeah, so she can be a chef. There's so many things you can do. So we hope that as an entrepreneur, that you look in. That you look into some of these endeavors and you do.
If you're not already, if you are. Maybe you were shy, you didn't want to call, maybe you just wanted to listen. We appreciate you. Anyway, we thank you so much. Everyone, thank you for tuning in to Open Mic on the radio with the AAE show, and we will see you back on Monday. Have a fantastic weekend. Go do something great, something special. Lean in, tap in, do all you can. It's been great. It's been real. It's been nice talking with you. We'll see you back next time for another segment of All About Entrepreneurs.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Moving, 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 moving